Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for Dan Issel and Louis Ribeau, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Dan and Louis.
Good morning, everybody. It's True Crime Tuesday. The Madam of the Macabre will have another murder mystery to share with us at 11:30. We appreciate you tuning in. This is Issel and Louis, and as always, first hour of the show brought to you by Kentucky Tourism, KentuckyTourism.com. Louis, you're in the studio this morning.
Oh, Return of the Mac is not playing because it shouldn't, but I'm back in the studio, Dan. How are you, man?
Why did you make that decision, just to take Avery her latte?
Well, number one was Avery. Number two, the brass is in from Kansas City.
Oh, suck up time, huh?
100%. I know what this is. Don't worry. Don't worry. You and I are.
Tell them I wish. Tell them I wish I was there.
What a lie! What a massive lie! That is a.
He would want to be here so that he can get free things.
That's fair. That is very fair.
Talk them into giving him free things.
Oh, you have ESPN Kansas City shirts? Sure, I'll wear seven of those. I'm Dan Issel. I love free stuff. Now I get it. How was your drink today, Avery? It is very nice to see Avery. Avery is very. She looks like Kansas City is in town.
Yeah. I knew they were going to be here a few weeks ago, and I should, now that I'm at the position I'm at, I probably look a little better while they're here instead of like a trash bag.
My favorite thing is that...
Did you tell him you had a job interview last week?
No, I did not.
Have you ever read any of the literature where guys stop their fashion trend at some point? They just dress like they did when they were at their peak. So, you know, in Michigan, especially where I grew up, there are so many men who still have a 70s mustache because they peaked in the 70s, right? Okay. And I'm not picking on Louis Dampier right now, even though he's asleep. Like, I'm not doing that right now. What I'm saying is there are tons of auto worker guys who came up that way, and they still have that, I call it the Detroit stash. Like, they just have it, okay? I dress like it's still 98. 2002, something like that.
Yeah, okay. I see that.
Is that
you.
When you peaked?
Avery still dresses like peaked? She was a junior in high school.
Yeah, you see, when I was in high school, I had to wear a uniform, so I to be very comfortable now.
Got it. Okay.
Partly why I work here.
It's a good part about working here. You're not wrong.
It is. Like, I could come in PJs if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Which I have done, just not during the week.
There you go. Her name's Avery Dill. Check her out weekdays here on ESPN Louisville. Of course, it's True Crime Tuesday. You'll get plenty of Avery around 11:30, brought to you by our friends at Red Hot Roasters. How is your coffee today, Avery Dill?
It is good.
There we are. All right. So, Daniel. So, in the studio, very interesting to be back here. It still smells like the studio, even though I know they tried to freshen it up. What... Where do you want to go first? Go ahead.
With the suits in town, you would think they'd get an air freshener or two around.
Pay the $200 and actually get some.
At least
in here.
It looks nice.
It does
here.
Look
and
nicer.
And they noticed that. They noticed it.
Dan wants to be there because 810 is the official Jayhawk station. Man, it's a good text. Oh, it's a good text. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. Hanging out with us today at ESPN 680 on Twitter. That is the Bet River Sports Book Twitter feed at ESPN 680. I'm at Radio Louie if you ever wanted to come find me. Avery Dill is at Avery Dill 1105 if you want to find her on Twitter.
And I posted one post this weekend, so y'all can go check it out.
If y'all want to know how the world works, I follow Avery on Twitter and she does not follow me.
Yeah, I don't follow everyone at the station. I pick and choose who I follow and when I follow them.
People at the station. Not the guy that I work with every day. People at the station.
Yep.
Texter, I stopped updating my wardrobe in 1999. Old Navy never dies. Okay, that person. Meet me at Old Navy in St. Matthews after the show. I'll see you there. Little Old Navy sponsorship.
I didn't know Old Navy was still around.
For people like me, I'm wearing an Old Navy. Is this an Old Navy shirt or what, Avery? I mean, is this
it looks very Old Navy.
Peak Old Navy right now. Let's go. I have no idea where these shorts are from. Okay. I would guess Old Navy.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, man. Hang on. PGA Tour agrees to merge with the Saudi-backed LIV. Is that real? No way. No way, Texter. 13 minutes ago, it's on CNBC. Dan, what do we do?
Well, I don't. Poor Rory, he's got nothing to chastise anymore.
Quote, the PGA Tour has agreed to merge with Saudi-backed rival LIV Golf in a deal that would see the competitors squash pending litigation and move forward as a larger golf empire. The two entities signed an agreement that would combine the two tours' commercial businesses and rights into a new, yet-to-be-named for-profit company. Okay, so the two tours are going to exist side-by-side, it sounds like. The agreement includes the Developmental World Tour, also known as European PGA Tour, excuse me. LIV Golf is backed by the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund, an entity controlled by the Saudi Crown Prince. The deal announced Tuesday would end all pending litigation. Huh! Fair and objective process for any players who want to reapply for membership with the PGA or with the European PGA following the 2023 season. So there it is. The PGA lost. There it is.
You know what that says? That says to me, Phil Mickelson was right and the PGA's mouthpiece, Rory and Tiger, were wrong. That's what that says.
The other interesting part of that is, in the United States, you can just sue someone all the time until you get what you want. And the Saudis have more money to sue than the PGA does.
The Saudis have more money to do anything than the PGA does.
Texter, Avery, do you know, do you, right on the line. Avery.
Be careful.
Do you wear Deputy Dog pajamas into the station? Do you know who Deputy Dog is?
No.
Okay, so do you wear the pajamas? Does it bother you that texters are asking you about your pajamas?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I'll decide later.
There you go. Oh, man. Tons of penalties in the NHL game last night, Dan. How many minutes did you watch?
Zero.
Okay, it's not on the show sheet. Don't worry.
Zero. I had a busy night last night. I was on a local sports talk show for a half hour. Talking about the Nuggets.
And how did that go?
Our dear, it went great. It went great. Young lady, a very young lady. I think she's in her, 20s. And Rami Bean was named Colorado Sportscaster of the Year.
Wow. Oh, cool.
Sharp girl.
Cool.
And so she does every Monday at the View House, which is a restaurant here. I don't know if that's a chain or if it's just local, but very nice sports bar. Every Monday from 6:30 to 7, she does a sports talk show there. And she's going to Miami today to cover the Nuggets for the local CBS affiliate.
Great.
And then our best friends here in Colorado, Bill and Barbara Goldie. Bill was 83 years old yesterday.
How about that? Happy birthday to Bill.
Had a really nice dinner. So I didn't the only sports that I watched for a little bit was the UK baseball game.
Yeah,
I didn't watch any of the hockey. But, man, the first two games have been very one-sided, have they not?
Yeah, disappointing for sure. Before we get into UK baseball, I have to ask, where did you eat last night?
Eddie Merlot's.
Okay, can I guess what you ate?
Go ahead.
All right, so Avery, I've been doing this show now. Yesterday was our 11-month anniversary on this show. Okay, officially launched Woo-hoo! As Isla and Louie, okay? Now,
Woo-hoo!
Not that I'm keeping track. All right, so.
Now, you know Eddie Merlot's. The original Eddie Merlot's was in downtown Louisville.
Of course.
And now they have, I don't know, 10 or 12 or 15 restaurants around the country.
So you were at the Englewood location, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. So let me do dinner menu. All right. I'm going to guess Dan. All right. Prime steaks. All right. You had a. My man. Okay. You went. Ooh, I'm thinking about price too. Hang on. Hmm. That's a $50 steak.
I got paid. For doing the CBS show, so price was not an option.
Got it. So you did the prime ribeye.
We
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so you did ribeye, and for your side, asparagus?
No.
Oh, man. Oh, I feel bad about that. Hang on. There's broccoli. You did not pay $10 for broccoli.
What did I start with?
Oh, you had a starter. Oh, Dan Issel was feeling it.
Well, that's because
oh, wedge salad. Wedge salad. Hang on, wedge salad.
No, not an appetizer. Yeah, yep. Wedge okay. salad with blue cheese.
Are you a medium steak guy? You feel like a medium steak guy.
A ribeye. Yeah.
Medium steak.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. The way I ask the server is, pink is great. Red is verboten.
Okay, got it.
I don't
okay,
want
yeah,
any
yeah.
red.
Got it. Okay.
Pink is fine.
Cook it through for me, but leave some pink. Got it. No, that makes sense.
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, man. The View House sounds like a place.
So you're two for two. No, you're two for three because you guessed asparagus.
You got a potato, then, is what I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Garlic mashed.
There it is. Okay. All right. Okay. There you go. Okay. There you go. All right. Okay. Asparagus you like, though, I imagine. Yes?
Yes, but
I caught you mid-sip. I apologize, Dan. That's terrible. A little wet salad, little ribeye steak. There you go. All right. Texter, the View House sounds like a place that Katina Powell would send recruits. Texter, did you see Kentucky had a record baseball crowd again last night? I did see that.
Yeah, 6,800 people.
Well, when you build a $46 million stadium, it'll allow people to actually drink beer at it. They're going to show up, especially on perfect weather days. My gosh, Dan, it was perfect yesterday. Do you know who went to that game yesterday? Friend of the show.
Who?
Mr. Gandolfo.
Really?
He 5455 his way
all show. He's no friend of mine because he he welched on our bet. He's no friend of mine. Cheapskate.
Oh, good stuff. He went with his dad last night to go watch that game. So there you go. Do you have any comments about the game, Dave?
Fun. Boy, it was packed. You know, it was. They started the starting pitcher for Kentucky. Now, help me out here, Louie. How does this happen? He is a seventh-year senior.
Yeah.
A seventh-year senior. Williams is his name. And he gave up one run in the first, one run in the second. He was in all kinds of trouble. But the turning point for me was in the third inning, Indiana got a guy to third base. Now it's 2-2. They got a guy to third base with nobody out, I believe. Maybe one out.
Right.
And he's Williams kept him right there. And so that was one run in the first, one run in the second, and that was it for Indiana. So yeah, it was a great night. So Kentucky moves to the Super Regional for I think the
second time
in their history.
Yep. And they'll head to LSU to do it. It's interesting. Their series with LSU, they got blown out in one game. They won a game, and then they lost a close game. And so if you wanted to extrapolate that out, you would hope that, you know, you at least see three games from Kentucky this coming weekend.
Yeah. Now, here's the interesting part, Louie. Kentucky is the 12 seed. Do you know how many of the 11 seeds above them are still in the tournament?
Is it four?
Four.
Is it four?
Only four teams.
Yeah, okay.
Of course, Wake Forest is one. Florida's two. LSU is five. And who is the other one? Stanford. Stanford is eight, I think. But that's pretty amazing. With 16 teams left, there's only four teams ranked higher than Kentucky. So
did you see the story? The story up at Terre Haute.
Oh, the other thing, Bill Goldie. What? Yeah, Indiana State.
No, go ahead. Go ahead about Bill.
Terre Haute. Oh no, Bill. I've told this before. Bill played minor league baseball, and he played baseball and basketball at St. John's, and he got to the College World Series.
Oh, wow. Okay.
When he was in college. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Yeah.
All right. So we are on baseball talk.
So that's what we were talking about.
We were on baseball talk. And so we bring in our resident baseball expert. His name is BBN Billy. He's on the phone. Billy, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Like I always say, love your show. Dan, my man, your coach at Denver got out coached. They let you make man, which I love both teams. Do what he wants and stop our trying.
Yeah,
to stop
Billy.
Everybody
Billy,
else.
stop, Billy, stop. You're drinking the Kool-Aid. He didn't get out coached. His team played like crap. That's what happened.
Right.
You're reading all this. Oh, Spolster's brilliant. He made all these adjustments. You're wrong. You're wrong, Billy.
Dad.
Talk about something you know.
I'm pulling for your Denver Nuggets because I love you as a player, my dad's favorite player, and I just think they are so much fun to watch. And then I've got a little bit of family that live there in Denver. But anyway, Dan, somebody texts an alert. Somebody texts an alert. Liberal Jack Rabbit Coach Cal. You got to have 10 players to play. The baseball team has done patch you up now, boy. You ain't got any game. Get rid of that punk $9 million a year. Friggin' summer. We don't know what the hell we got. Love you guys. We'll see you.
BBN Billy, baseball expert. Appreciate him jumping
He's
on.
The best. You know what? BBN Billy is, he knows he's a soundbite. He gets 30 seconds, and he makes his point very quickly, and then he's gone. That's soundbite Billy from now on.
No, it's fine, but Billy also, by the way, he calls like once every 3 weeks or something, but that guy hangs out every day. So I don't mind when we get that kind of stuff. No, you hang out every day, you get a phone call, you're good.
Oh, no, I love Billy. I love Billy. He's a little hard on Cal, but he lumps Barnhart in there, too, so I'm all for
it. Well, did you see, so I bring up Terre Haute because Indiana State goes ahead and they win, and they are in line to host a super regional. But the Indiana State Special Olympics is using their field this weekend and can't move.
So where are they going to have it?
So they're playing at TCU, who was going to be their partner, you know, their opponent anyway. I can't imagine you're a guy and you go to freaking Indiana State to play for the Sycamores in Terre freaking Haute, where your field smells like leather shoes because that's what they do in Terre Haute. And they're like, yeah, hey, a bunch of 10-year-olds need to use this field this weekend. Oh.
And so as a result, they're not the home team. They're the visitors.
They got to go to TCU. No, they'll be the home team, but they just got to travel.
Yeah, but
it's
in
not
name
good.
Only. Yeah.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I decided to look up the Indianapolis Indians as the AAA team in Indianapolis. Have you been to a game up there by chance?
No, I've seen the stadium. I have not been. I have been when we what were we there for? I can't remember. Anyway, the hotel that we were there for the Final Four,
right?
And the hotel that we were staying in, our window looked right down into the baseball stadium. So I've seen it. I have not been in it.
It's awesome. Like they built it into a very specific spot, but it's awesome. They play at night on Friday and Saturday and early on Sunday. Why could Indiana State not play there afternoon, Friday, Saturday, and then evening on Sunday if they need to?
Makes sense, doesn't it?
It just, why do you have to go to TCU? It really does feel like they're, I don't know. I shouldn't get worked up about Indiana State baseball, but I always, you know, when when no, but you know what I mean? Like in the same way that, you know, FAU no, and San Diego State making the Final Four, they earned it, yeah. Right? Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah, they earned it. Yeah.
Yeah. UK's pitcher last night coming in from Mark Ennis, who's in the office today, is only 1 year younger than Lamar Jackson.
How in the world do you stay in college for 7 years?
So that's COVID year, redshirt, injury year, and then 4 years would be what I would guess. That's seven.
I thought it was a misprint when I first read it. A seventh year senior.
Younger than Lamar Jackson. That's great. Well, he was awesome. I mean, he held it down. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And he was in trouble. He was in trouble every inning, but he got out of it. And he doesn't throw that hard.
No.
But he's got great control and a really nice breaking ball. So yeah,
I was
good for him.
I was something like our sixth or seventh pitcher on my high school team. I was the guy just like, mm-hmm. Hey, we're either getting blown out. Can you come in and fill some innings? Or, you know, it's like the third game in 4 days or something. Can you, come fill in at the end? And I had a coach come to me during an inning. And he goes, hey, I have to tell you something. You need to just act like there's runners on base all the time. You're terrible from the stretch. And we're like right in the middle of the game. I was like, oh, he's like, yeah, yeah. Just shorten up. You're a lot better. You're a lot more accurate. Pretend there's someone on base all the time. Your faster delivery is way better for you. I'm like, oh, that's not supposed to be the opposite. Look at me. I'm bad at baseball. All right, great. I'll go back to second base whenever you need me to. Oh, man. Man, oh, man.
Terrible in baseball.
Well, you're too tall for baseball. Dan, people want to know, were you working behind the scenes for the LIV and PGA merger? A lot of texts about this.
No, but I definitely had a side in this,
right?
Because the PGA was so stupid, not the PGA, the organization, the PGA players, they're ripping these LIV guys, yeah. And all the LIV guys are doing is putting money in their pockets. I mean, all of Phil Mickelson was 100% correct. All of a sudden, they've got like seven or eight. $20 million. Victor Hovland made $3.6 million last weekend for winning the Memorial. Now, if there wasn't an LIV, he would have gotten about a third of that. So just stop it. And Roy McIlroy, I don't know what's happened to him, but ever since he became the spokesman for the PGA, he's played awful.
Yeah, he didn't
make the cut at the Masters. In the Memorial on Sunday, he started play, tied for the lead, and shot a 75. He better get, forget about being the political activist for the PGA. Get back to playing golf, Rory.
What's the best merger, Dan? The ABA, NBA, AFL, NFL, or LIV PGA coming down on the text line?
NFL, AFL,
yeah,
NFL.
No question. Yeah, it's not even close. Yeah,
because I would say NBA, ABA, if they had taken
all the teams,
Kentucky Colonels.
Yeah, if they taken all the teams, that's right. Yeah. No, 100%. I agree. Yeah. Yeah. No, the AFL merger didn't shut teams down. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Speaking of football,
The fact that yeah,
did you see the moment in the Rose Garden that the Chiefs are there to visit with President Biden, right? And Trevor Kelce goes to get on the mic. And Pat Mahomes grabs him before he can say anything. We all need friends like Pat Mahomes. I'll tell you what, because once in a while it's like you don't need to be talking right now. You don't need to be on that microphone in the freaking Rose Garden. Yeah,
yeah. Kelce's a little bit of a loose cannon
when he
gets behind the microphone. I don't know what I was watching. Oh, I know what it was. The draft. They gave him the microphone for the draft. Yeah, bad idea. Bad idea.
I would love to see Kelce and then Biden back to back. Kelce just Biden gets up there and he's like, "Football is a sport."
Unless he tripped over something on the way to the microphone. Nice.
He's just lower energy now. It's all right. He'll be okay. Old Joe. Man. That guy's been in public office longer than I've been alive, and I have four kids.
Yeah.
We should start voting for younger people. That'd be a good thing for us to
never
do.
Never made more than $200,000 a year and is worth $1 billion. Figure that one out.
They're all like that. It's really remarkable. Have you ever looked at any of these, Dan, where they track the trading habits of like Congress members?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's terrifying.
And they lie. They lie. Oh, we didn't know that that company was going to be awarded a $1 billion government contract. We had no idea. Just dumb luck.
It is summertime, so we encourage you to check out KentuckyTourism.com. All of the natural attractions, the lakes in Kentucky. Maybe you want to check out the Kentucky train experiences available around the state. The bourbon, the horses, the music, all the food, all the concerts, the culture, the outdoors, of course, and the golf. All of it at KentuckyTourism.com. Dan and I have plenty to talk about today. And on the other end, we will talk about the two guys who are on campus for UK. How three stars will bring Kentucky back to glory. We talk about it next here on ESPN 680 105.7.
This segment with Dan Issel and Louis Rabeau is presented by KentuckyTourism.com.
Welcome back. This is Issel and Louis, ESPN 680 105.7 and the ESPN Louisville app. However you're listening this morning, we really appreciate you joining us. And as a man just said, this hour brought to you by Kentucky Tourism. When you're ready to explore the outdoors, there's no better place than the Bluegrass State. Hike forest trails, paddle through clear waters, enjoy a horseback ride, or simply soak up the sights and sounds of nature. Looking for more thrills? Hop on a mountain bike, race through rapids, venture deep underground, or zip through the treetops. This is Kentucky. Come see for yourself. Plan your getaway today at KentuckyTourism.com. Hey, Louis, you mentioned before the break train tours. I love trains. Where do the tours go in Kentucky?
So climb aboard these Kentucky train experiences is the headline at Kentucky.com. There's one at Big South Fork. It is the scenic railway. It heads at the historic Stearns Depot in McCreary County, travels 600 feet down the gorge before stopping at the Blue Heron coal mining community. And then you can enjoy a meal at the Whistle Stop restaurant before or after your ride. It's only steps away from the train. The restaurant is popular with locals and offers American style home-cooked fare. So how about that? McCreary County, Dan.
We have to try that out.
There you go. I'll be very forthright here. I don't know where McCreary County is, so I'm going to go look. McCreary County is south of here. It's by Monticello. Oh, it's in the Daniel Boone National Forest off of 75, just south of Lexington. There you go. Actually, when you stay with your in-laws, you could probably get down there pretty quick. So there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing's too far from Lexington is what I've learned. So
no.
Texter hoping that the suits here Avery do True Crime Tuesday. Oh, don't worry about that. They're aware. They know.
Yeah, they know. I want to go to law school and all that.
They know.
Had that chat earlier.
Texter, Kentucky, Louis, about who's on campus right now, excuse me. Kentucky is looking for reserves that can develop. Berks isn't a three-star. I bet Kentucky is way better than your 4-28 bird brains. I didn't know I was a bird brain. Not much, but you can't trash talk when your team is the definition of garbage. Man, maybe that's not for me. Maybe that's for across the hall, but I think it's for me. And I'm always amazed that people can listen to this show and think that I'm a fan of either team in this area.
Yeah.
I mean, some of our listeners.
I just want them all to be decent so that I don't have to watch 4-28 or, like, no, none of our local teams, literally none of them in the second weekend of the NCAA tournament.
None of them. It would be nice to see
it would
that.
Be any of it. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, score an offensive touchdown in a bowl game. I don't know. That'd be great. Be great.
That would be nice.
Would love it. Be terrific. I don't know. Not have the former coach coaching the other team on the same sideline because you're playing in a baseball stadium for a bowl game. It might be nice not to be in a baseball stadium. How about that? I'll take any of it. Crappy teams around here.
What did he call you, a bird brain?
Bird brain, yeah. I have been called worse by better, sir or ma'am. Sissel and Louie. We'll take you till noon. Bobby V's got you after us. And then, of course, First Replay, 3 to 6, Wheezy Streetle. They'll have you ready to go, 7 to 6, local here. Every single weekday on ESPN 680, 105.7. I just watched Anthony Davis take 7 steps before laying the ball up. That was pretty incredible. That's the Euro and Asia and African step, Dan. Yeah, you get all three.
That wasn't a thing when I played. That was called, when I played, that was called traveling.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Would you have enjoyed a Euro step, or would it have made defending even harder for you? I can't even give Kareem a Euro step. That would have been terrible for me.
Hey, you're laughing. You try guarding them 62
games.
Good.
I'm good, yeah, man. Yeah. Some of your listeners, here we go, Texter. Some of your listeners still wear deputy dog PJs and live at home with their mom and think everything is the devil. Yeah, no, I know. Avery didn't get that reference, and so I let it go, but it was an Adam Sandler reference. So Jordan Burks and Joey Hart are on campus, Dan. And
Plan B.
Plan B is...
This is Plan B.
This is at least part of it, right? And so...
It's underway. Plan B is underway.
Talk to me about Plan B, Dan.
3 stars? We're getting excited about 3 stars?
I don't know if it's excitement more than just
One of them committed to Central Florida, and we're excited about that. I don't think so, my friend.
Doesn't Joey Hart look like he grew up in Indiana and his name is Joey Hart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. If you've never seen these guys, Avery, you know exactly. Close your eyes, picture in your mind. What does Joey Hart look like? Ready? Does he look like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what I saw.
He's not a bad-looking guy. I want to be clear.
Yeah, no, he's not a bad-looking guy, but he looks like a Joey Hart.
Someone telling me to lighten up Frenchie. How many other nicknames do people have for me? Oh, man.
Not Frenchie. It's Francis. That line is from the Bill Murray movie Stripes.
I know.
It's lighten up Francis.
But I think they think my last name is French. I think that's the joke.
My
last name is from a very obscure, weird region of Belgium, and so it doesn't matter. I like the nicknames. Like last year, I got called a bum so many times doing Bob Show that we turned it into my nickname at Churchill, which is the Derriere of the Downs. And I like that very much. I don't think anybody's got a better nickname in horse racing. Oh, you're the Baron of the Backstretch, the nickname you gave yourself? Oh, that's nice. High five, Mike.
Hey, speaking of Churchill Downs, are they not running the card that they drew at Ellis tomorrow?
No, they're not over there till Saturday.
So they canceled tomorrow's card and didn't draw a Thursday or Friday card.
Correct.
Hmm.
Yeah, because they had drawn Wednesday on Sunday. It was available on DRF. Yeah.
Yeah, but so I guess it just took them that long to get all the logistics taken care of to run at Ellis Park.
It is, remember too, and you know this because you've owned horses, I don't know how many you've run at Ellis, but I mean, so many of them are stabled here and then just ship in literally the day of, walk off the van, and then they run, right? So that sounds like Plan F. It's worth noting, like we bring it up, that we bring up these players and then we moved away from the conversation within a minute. Like, there's just no excitement about whatever Plan B is.
They're not worth. Yeah, they're not worth more than a minute. I mean, these are 2 3-star prizes. One guy, what's the other? Not Joey, but the other
Jordan
guy's
Burks
name?
From Florida.
Burks, yeah.
The only thing I'll say about Jordan Burks, I get it. That part I understand. He was still the leading scorer of Overtime Elite last year. And so there's at least, with him at least, there's something. I get it. He's an Ole Miss guy. He's ranked in the hundreds. I understand that. Another text about
170th in the 170s. You're going to get excited and talk guy that's in 170?
Excitement's a different thing. Getting bodies to fill in to be in practice and a guy that can, I don't know. How important was practice when you played for Coach Rupp?
It was very important.
Okay. If you got seven dudes, practice is going to suck. I mean, it's just, it is. I mean, so.
I understand that. But, you know, but the all of Coach Rupp's offenses were based on continuity and flow and teamwork. And so, you know, that doesn't just happen overnight. And so the practices were very important.
So Texter sends in a picture of Twitter, Dan. And it's the CNBC link that I read about PGA Tour agreeing to merge with LIV. And Phil Mickelson quote tweets it, which means he puts a tweet above it that says, "What an awesome day today." Okay. And then the first response is, "Congrats on getting paid. Hate to see the LIV product bailed out like this." Can you imagine, Dan, being so out of touch with how money works that you think the LIV got bailed out?
Got bailed out.
Can you imagine saying that out loud? Can you imagine being that out of freaking touch, drinking the Kool-Aid of some
league? I'll
tell
you who got bailed out.
Some country club league.
Who got bailed out was a PGA.
Some country club league where all the guys look exactly the same, and you're – get out of here. What a – oh, my God. Who got bailed out?
You know who looks like – you know who looks like geniuses now, Louie?
All the guys who jumped and got paid?
And took Phil Mickelson can now go back and play on the PGA Tour. And, oh, by the way, he's got $200 million in the bank.
I would guess he's got, like, $3 million in the bank, and he gambled the other
$197. Well, all right. Bad example. Bruce Koepka. Bruce Koepka's got about back on the PGA Tour and got probably $100 or $150 million in the bank. Those are the geniuses, not Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods.
Bailed out. What a terrible take. I'll do a Canes read today.
Ooh, there's something to look forward to.
I apologize. If the texter's listening that I ruined Canes for, I apologize. I should never do that to anyone because Canes is delicious. I'm not eating the lunches here. Dan, what do you think my weight loss total is since doing the shows at home?
Oh,
Avery's looking at me. Well, I'm going to stand up real quick. I mean, it's a thing. Like, it's a noticeable.
It's very noticeable.
Okay, yeah, it's a noticeable. We're at noticeable. That's where I am in the weight. I think my face is, like, the biggest giveaway.
Yeah.
Is that, like, the chubby neck thing has gone away?
Yeah.
If you had to guess, Dan, where are we on weight loss number?
17.
Yeah, 18 pounds.
Woo-hoo!
I
apologize, Kentucky Tourism.
We apologize.
I missed it by one.
Yeah, it's not good. Yep. I
missed it.
Boy, they're going to drop us in a second.
Good for you.
That's just not eating lunch here, which are delicious, and you should go get Canes. So, Dan, question from how about the three players on the Heat that weren't drafted? Speak that to Daniel. No, I think that's. And we can get into the NBA Finals. Let's do that at 11. But that's the interesting conundrum of the NBA Finals right now is if this becomes an effort series, the Nuggets are in trouble. All right. Texter, Plan B was the girl that Dan left on the tarmac. That is a good text. That is a good text.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. She wasn't ranked 170th either.
No, there you go.
If you know what I mean.
Okay, Texter, I just tuned in and Louie asked if I stand up, is it noticeable what's going on? Okay. Whoa. It's a good text. Thanks for hanging out today.
I'll tell you what, we've got some bright people.
I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, what are they listening to us for? But we've got some clever listeners out there. Man. That's a good one.
No, I was pointing out. So, Texter, if you're wondering, I bought new equipment so that we could do more remotes around horse racing and different things. But it also allows me to do this show at my house. And so Avery's been very kind and been sending me links so that I can do the show at home, which also means that I'm able to control my diet a lot better. And I've lost something like 18 pounds in the last, I don't know, 18 days, something like this. And so I said, "Hey, Avery, if I stand up, isn't it really noticeable?" And that's what happened there. So it's a good text. You win. I shouldn't be proud of weight loss. I should probably just never gain the weight in the first place. So there you go.
I like that one.
All right. So do you want the so you don't want the leading score from overtime elite is what I'm hearing.
No, that's fine. But don't act, you know, don't act like, oh, we didn't get Dickinson. We didn't get Johnson. Oscar left and Livingston left. And so here's how we're going to fill in. We're going to go get the 170th ranked high school player in the country. Don't ask me to get excited about that.
Are you turned on at all by his 6'9", 190 frame?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have to run around in the shower to get wet.
Texter 437-9680 UPS jobs text line. Dan, what was she ranked then on the tarmac? Somewhere between maybe, I can't read those numbers. What was the actual ranking, Dan? These people.
Top 10.
Oh. So you went top 10 to top 5? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, I went top 10 to uno numeral.
Number one overall?
Yes.
Okay. Is she standing right there?
She was a lottery pick.
No, standing, no. Okay.
No, Mrs. Issel, we might not see Mrs. Issel for a while because we did a little celebrating last night.
Yes.
We might not see her.
Did the frozen vodka get brought out, Dan?
No.
Okay, so it was at the restaurant.
No. But when she and Barbara get together, dirty martinis seem to flow. So,
my favorite part about that, how old is Barbara?
83. No. Bill's 83. Barbara's 80.
Still.
Barbara's 80.
I love the idea that there's a 74-year-old woman and an 80-year-old woman putting people to shame in a restaurant with dirty martinis. Avery's got to love that. I mean, just love it.
I'm here for it. Like, I would have loved to see that. I would have joined.
Is she a gin person or a vodka person with her martinis?
Oh, no. Vodka.
Okay. Vodka. More of a gin person. Are you a martini person, Avery? I actually don't know this.
I have never had a martini.
Oh, okay. We'll have to get you out to a martini next time we're out there.
Yeah. I would be glad to go.
Why don't we do that? We'll have Zachy C sit in and we'll get you out there on our next remote out there. So
yeah,
there you go.
Let's go. Yeah,
sounds good. Dan, so we are a month and 2 days away. Are you going to the Indiana Derby?
I don't know, Louie. We'll have to talk about that.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the following weekend, a high school teammate of mine.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Passed away, and they're going to have a memorial service for him the following weekend, and they've asked me to come back and speak, and I'm trying to figure out how I can make 2 weekends work. But I don't know. I may have to do it remote.
I'll tell you how we do it. You ready?
Yep.
Saturday morning, you fly into Indianapolis. We pick you up. You go to the Indiana Derby. And then Caesars comps you a room until you need to go to Batavia, which is only like a 4-hour drive from Indianapolis.
Right, yeah. But that'd be like 4 nights.
Okay.
We can do that.
Do you know who I am at Horseshoe Indianapolis, Dan? Do you understand this? I'm the guy who hangs out a couple times a year on Saturdays for quarter horse races. Do you understand that? I'll be in the paddock doing picks for the Indiana Derby. You understand me? I'm there like 5 times a year. You understand me?
Perfect. That's the way we'll do it that way.
They sponsored our show all Derby week. Come on, man.
Yeah.
They're partners of ours.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll get you a big bet.
I'm in.
All right. There you go.
I'm in.
Indy's got a nice airport, too. Especially for the size of that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go. All right. So you don't want 6'9 players now. Work. That's good to know. And then we don't want guys named Joey Hart who look like Joey Hart. Got it.
What I want is a big guy who can rebound and who can score on the low post and can defend the low post. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So that's when I'll get excited when we get that guy.
Yeah. There's some rumblings that one of those guys will be committing tomorrow, by the way. So there you go. In his usual spot, Indiana has a Derby ? Okay, so I love this kind of question from a texter. So, Dan, how many Derbies do you think you can name off the top of your head, and how many of them are run on turf? All right, so
I think the Belmont Derby,
very good,
is
the
run
Belmont
on turf.
Invitational Derby is run on turf. Yep, or on turf. Excuse me. Yep.
I think that's on turf. Does Colonial Does Colonial Downs have a derby? Because that would be on turf. But that's about the extent of the turf races, isn't it?
I think the Del Mar Oaks and Derby are run on turf. And
good point. Because we had a filly in the Del Mar Oaks 1 year.
So there's a couple of different. So Derby, of course, always means restricted to 3-year-olds. But there are lots of different levels of Derby. So many of them that are high level ones lead into the Kentucky Derby, right? So Florida,
Louisiana,
the Wood
Arkansas.
Memorial. Santa Anita Derby, those all feed to Louisville, right? And so they're on that path. They're part of the development track for horses that want to run here on the first Saturday in May. But then you get the minor derbies that happen during the summer. And so Ohio has one at Mahoning Valley. Indiana has one at Horseshoe. Iowa has one at Prairie Meadows. The Oklahoma Derby is a pretty great. West Virginia has a very prestigious one. And many of these are actually graded stakes as well, because they get the horses that were just kind of not good enough to either run on the Triple Crown Trail or developed a little bit later, right? And so you'll catch once in a while really, really good horses, especially, you know, I think an Indiana Derby is $300,000. That's a serious purse, and not hard to ship to from, you know, from Louisville or from even from New York or something like that. And so, the summer derbies are very fun. The other one that, you know, people don't think of, the Haskell, is Monmouth's Derby. And and then the Traverse is essentially Saratoga's Derby, right? And so they happen at different times of year. So even these very prestigious races that we don't think of necessarily as derbies are absolutely derbies. And so the derby culture is very fun
and
all summer.
Two
if you're
fills,
to follow it.
Two fills that ran second in the Kentucky Derby is going to make his next start in the Ohio Derby.
Oh, so they're skipping the Matt Wynn?
So, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Yep. No, Raising Cane, was that the name?
Is coming back to run in the Matt Wynn. Yeah,
yeah. Since they made the Matt Wynn, they either had to do a mile or a mile and an eighth because of the configuration at Ellis. So they made it a mile and an eighth. So Raising Cane was going to the Belmont, and he's now going to the Matt Wynn. But no, Two Fills is going to start next in the Ohio Derby.
Ton of texts about PGA LIV. I guess we will do that at 11, because I forget people get in and out of their car and whatever else, or they're in meetings at work and that kind of thing. Dan and I have laughed at the PGA many times today, don't worry. But mostly the guys who stuck their necks out pretending that they were being altruistic country club bros for the PGA when they could have just taken a $200 million check and then been part of the merger anyway. And so that's where we are. Kane's music, go. Poor Avery. I made sure she had something in both hands. Speaking of mergers, you should find a way to merge yourself with Raising Cane's today. We want to thank them for bringing lunch by the ESPN Louisville studios today. And so plan ahead and use the Raising Cane's mobile app. You can also order online at RaisingCane's.com. Make the right play and score some hot, fresh, hand-battered chicken fingers from Raising Cane's. One love. Celebrate with Cane's. Order online or on the app at RaisingCane's.com.
So here's the question. Are you going to, since you're in the studio, are you going to partake in the Raising Cane's for lunch?
I'm not eating today.
At all?
At all.
Hmm.
I'm doing
is there a reason?
Yeah, I've rekindled my love affair with Vitality, and you know how the reset days there were like three different options.
Reset, yeah.
I'm doing a reset day every other day.
Louie, that's not healthy.
Why?
You can't do one every other day.
Why? How many calories does my fat ass need, Dan? I got plenty built in, brother. Don't worry. I'm not feeling hungry at the end of the day. Don't worry.
One of the best after-dinner speakers I've ever heard was Frank Layden. Frank Layden was a longtime coach and general manager of the Utah Jazz.
Okay.
And he was absolutely hysterical. Mm. And I heard him speak at the Hall of Fame 1 year. Might have been the year I was inducted. And he said, I recently, excuse me, recently went and had a physical. And he said, I went home and told my wife, I'm in great shape. The doctor said everything was perfect. And his wife said, what did he say about your fat ass? And he said, your name never came up.
Avery was mildly offended by that. She's got nothing. All right. By the way, I've decided you're right about something.
Just something?
Yeah.
So, I think I'm pretty much right about everything.
So something pretty significant about me. So you know how you think I'm a big cynic?
Yes.
And texts are suggesting I need to get back skating. You are not incorrect about that. So did you see that they blew up this dam between Ukraine and Crimea? I know it's all technically part of the Ukraine. I don't trust any of the reporting on it. Like, who actually blew it up?
Mm.
Like, I don't trust any of it. And that's where I am in my life, Dan. Like, because I could see a motivation for, like, 8 different parties to blow that thing up.
Yeah.
But I thought of you last night because I saw that report and I thought, I don't trust any of these people telling me what's going on. And then I went, that's what, right. And Dan would say, you're a cynic. There it is. Boom.
No. No, I understand that. And the problem is that the media now has it's not reporting anymore. It's laying out their agenda. And so they're going to tell you, and the reason you're right that you can't trust it is because they're going to say whoever fits their agenda blew up the dam, whether it's right or not. And so did you see the kid from Alabama is suing the New York Times?
Oh.
Because the New York Times, when Miller was involved in that shooting,
yeah. Okay.
In Tuscaloosa, and the New York Times reported that this kid was in the car with Miller when they took the gun to him. So, you know, that fits their agenda. It was dead wrong. The guy wasn't anywhere near the shooting. He wasn't in Miller's car. He's going to sue the New York Times, and I hope he gets a basket full of money, because that, you know, him being in the car fit their agenda and what they were trying, what they hoped was true to follow their story. So that's
yeah. I don't know how I missed this. I really don't know how I missed this. It's interesting. Walk-On filed the lawsuit. Kai Spears also filed a lawsuit against the Times after it was reported, citing a person familiar with the investigation, that he was a passenger in the vehicle. The Times reported that they had spoken, quote, on the condition of anonymity to discuss sensitive matters. It's fascinating stuff because, you know, a lot of us had heard the rumblings, for example, and this is a very different case, about moving to Ellis Park. And so, I don't know, I started hearing stuff like Wednesday and it came out Friday, right? Something like that. But I wasn't just going to put it out there. And that's talking about moving horse races, right? We're not talking about a murder. I mean, cripes almighty. Hey, so, like, little stuff like that.
Journalism used to be, let's get it right. Let's get the facts. Now it's,
well, the good
we
thing
don't
is,
care about the facts. We just want to be first.
You want to be first. That's right. But if this happens more often, then maybe we'll actually get less of rushing to be first and more, oh, my God, what is going on this TV? This poor woman. It is so weird, by the way.
Okay?
I think someone's trying to get on air with her, and she's trying not to have it. Because there's a Vegas-Miami, or Vegas-Fort Lauderdale final, all of the reporters at this thing look like Vegas and Miami and not like hockey.
Yeah.
They look like a Dolphins game or something. You know what I mean? In a good way, by the way. I'd rather this woman be on TV than the Canadian guys that are usually on TV. But
she is very pretty.
She is very pretty. But it's just very different than when I was growing up and everyone had the Detroit 1970s mustache. Yeah, and they were on TV. There you go. First hour of the show brought to you by Kentucky Tourism, KentuckyTourism.com. We mentioned all those great things, especially the outdoor stuff that's going on right now. Visit all the lakes, all of the state parks, all those things that you can do if you wanted to hike, bike, or hit those trails like Dan always tells you. You can check it out at Kentucky Tourism. truecrimetuesday.com. On the other end, we'll eventually get to True Crime Tuesday in about a half hour. But before then, that 9-game SEC schedule and the rivalry preservation, is that really job one for SEC schools, as was suggested in the Herald Leader today? We'll talk about it next.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it."
But then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist."
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.